What Women Must Know with Sheryl Selman, Mondays at 2 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to What Women Must Know, a show about holistic perspectives and solutions to women's health matters. I'm your host, Dr. Sheryl Selman. I'm a naturopathic doctor, author, senior editor for many online health magazines, passionate advocate for women's health. And by the way, I have another radio show on this very network every Sunday at 4 p.m. called the Women's Healing Circle. And as always, it's such a pleasure to have you join me today for another exploration and in-depth conversation into subjects that women and really, especially today, all of us must know. Before we talk about our topic and our very special guest today, I want to share some updates with you. First of all, I have initiated a series of conversations exploring and actually delving into the myths and the lies and the deceptions about the cervical cancer vaccine known as Gardasil. It's in the news these days. In fact, I just heard it today. They're now trying to get young boys to be taking this vaccine, which, by the way, was never ever tested on young males. Wasn't even tested on the preteens that it's being given for these days. And there are known 103 deaths associated with this vaccine. So this is a serious issue. I take it very seriously. It really gets me committed to taking on the cause, standing on my soapbox, and trying to get as much information disseminated regarding this vaccine and the big story that is behind it. And to facilitate this goal and trying to empower women with truthful information so at least we can make the most informed decisions possible, that's really all we can do, I have initiated a series of conversations that will be recorded. The first one actually occurred yesterday on my video show, The Women's Healing Circle, which is archived. You just need to go to my website, whatwomenmustknow.com. You can archive it there. You can archive it through the website of this network. And it will be the first of a number of interviews that I will be conducting with leading researchers, advocates, parents of children harmed by this vaccine, the most in-depth gathering of key people to help present the whole story. So in order for you to receive this conversation, these recorded conversations, which should begin next week as soon as I get them all together. I'm in the process of recording them with people all over the world, by the way. What you need to do is either opt in to my website, What Women Must Know, because they will be sent out to my e-list, or you can opt in to my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know. So it's facebook.com/whatwomenmustknow. It'll be posted up there on a regular basis. So I'm very passionate about this subject. I feel once again we have been lied to and deceived and stand the risk of seriously harming our children. And who knows, could be future generations that will that will suffer from the contaminants in this vaccine and the ongoing political issues associated with it, not to mention corporate issues. So please come along, opt in, you know, befriend me at Facebook, however you wish to do it, so you can have access to this information and then help to disseminate it and share it through your networks, whatever way possible, because this is the kind of information you will not be finding on your local media station. I have tried. I have found no one on radio or television telling the truth. And again, it's just another one of those unfortunate
propaganda campaigns to make a lot of money off of our bodies. So, there you go. I also want to announce for those living in the New York metropolitan area that twice a year I venture into the Big Apple to do a wonderful class at the Natural Gourmet Institute, and I will be doing another one coming up, Saturday, November 19th, that Saturday before Thanksgiving, and I invite you to come along. It's a three-hour class, very in-depth, opportunity to get lots of your questions answered. It's a wonderful Women's Healing Day, and that's at the Natural Gourmet Institute in Manhattan. So check it out at their website, give them a call, get more details. I'd love to see you in person, and as always, it's quite a transformational day for those who attend. Okay. So, that's all the announcements for the moment. I am looking forward to the conversation I will be having today with two very exceptional people. So, the first of my two guests is Brant Sikanda. Oops. Little trauma in the office here. Okay, now that the phone's disconnected. So sorry about that. So, Brant, wow, just your name, Brant, look what it does. Sets all the phones going. Anyway, Brant Sikanda is a shaman healer in the, and I really hope I pronounce this right, Brant, I'm sure you will correct me, the Huichol tradition of Mexico. He completed a 12-year apprenticeship with the legendary Huichol shaman Don Jose Matsua. Brant is the director of the Dance of the Deer Foundation Center for Shamanic Studies and teaches seminars and retreats worldwide. My other guest and co-author of their new book, which is called Fit Soul, Fit Body, 9 Keys to a Healthier, Happier You, is Mark Allen. And Mark is a 6-time Ironman Triathlon World Champion. He was named Triathlete of the Year 6 times by Triathlete Magazine and called the world's fittest man by Outside Magazine. Mark's final victory in 1995 at age 37 makes him the oldest men's champion in the history of the race. Mark attributes his Ironman dominance to Brant's teachings, ceremonies, and healings. Mark continues to study with Brant to this day. It is such a pleasure to have both of you on the show today.
Thank you. We're both very happy to be here.
Brant, did I pronounce the teachings of your shaman teacher correctly?
Don Jose Matsua, and then the tribe is the Huichol.
Huichol, I knew I didn't get it right.
No,
you can excuse
good.
Me for that.
No,
I'm
that
sure very
good.
Few people do. I want to say it is a pleasure to have both of you on the show because I have been very inspired by reading your book. And I think in this time of our great technological advances, we have strayed further and further from the real core truths that empower us to not just succeed in our life, but, have that vibrancy, that health, that vitality, that longevity, as well as the joy for life, not to mention how that can be manifesting into our daily life and in our careers and work and family. But we've strayed from it, and we've lost some of the wisdoms that these elders and the shaman have been carrying on from eons of time to us. And it's just so critical that we reconnect with it now because we're straying from our truth. We're straying from the answers. And, what you wrote just really, really inspired me. So let me just start by asking you, Mark, because you started the book with your story, and I think it's a great segue into the work that Brant is doing and has empowered you with. So why don't we start there?
Well, in 1982, I started competing in the sport of triathlons. I was 24 years old. And the biggest goal in that sport was to try and do well at the Ironman triathlon in Hawaii. 6 years I went to the Ironman, and I actually really had some pretty incredible success. I was able to finish second and third and fifth, but there was that elusive top spot that I could not seem to get to, number one. And I felt like I had the potential to, but there was something about me as a person that was just not strong enough to be able to remain calm in those tough moments in the race, to deal with the chaos that can happen where your race doesn't look anything like your pre-race visualization. And, you know, we all know how that is in life. We set out for quests, and often the journey to get to that end result is very different than we imagined. And finally, in 1989, in my seventh Ironman, I made a connection with Grant, with his teacher Don Jose, and with the Huichol Indian tradition, and it was like the light switch just went on. You know, that missing piece, which was such a significant and important part of being stronger and more whole as a person, fell into place. And I went on that year to win the first of six Ironman titles. And since that time, I've been a student of Brandt's, and he's really helped me to live all of the tools that are in our book, Fit Soul, Fit Body, Nine Keys to a Healthier, Happier You. Tools like learning how to quiet your mind, how to connect with nature, to, as you said, really get back to the truth that's inside all of us. When you think about it, all of our genetics are set up to survive and thrive. It's very different than what we have to face today. You know, we're set up to feel good and to feel joy and happiness when we're outside watching a sunrise or sunset, and to feel good when we move our bodies, and to feel good when we're in community with each other. And the modern world can present a lot of scenarios that are very different than that. People feel isolated, we don't exercise, we're not out in nature. So it's harder to recharge ourselves, I think, and also harder to reset that stress meter to a more positive attitude.
Well, you know, when I was reading your part of the story, I mean, I was exhausted just listening to what an Ironman has to go through, especially where you were doing it in Hawaii. It's like, why in the world would anyone do that to themselves? But, you know, the experience certainly for you was the way that you had a direct experience of the possibilities that can exist in this world to create amazing shifts and changes and outcomes in your reality.
Absolutely, and I also saw through studying with Brandt how important it is to, regardless of the goal or regardless of what you're searching for, to really incorporate having a fit soul and a fit body, having your body healthy so that your mind works well, and having your soul connected to all of life, that amazing life that's going on around us. I was just at a workshop that Brandt taught this weekend that was honoring the fall equinox, and it was just a great point to stop and reflect and go, okay, we're going into the fall here. You know, how am I a part of this amazing event that's going on? And it really was a way to charge my whole being up. And then when you have that, then you can go and be more effective at work, or be a better athlete, or be a better human being, really, on this planet.
And just one last thing, when reading your story, I mean, it seems that you were really destined to do this work with Brandt and his teachings for whatever reason.
Yeah, you know, I always say that was my best, the best good luck I've had was to meet Brandt. As a young child, I was always searching for something that was bigger than just going to school and getting a job and all that. I felt like there had to be something greater going on behind the scenes with life. And I searched for years, and finally, when I went to Brandt's first workshop and experienced that the tools that many are in our book, it's like I said, this is it. This is what I've been searching for my whole life, and that's been over 20 years ago now.
And you did have that vision of Brandt's teacher when you were running in one of your Ironman.
I did. In the middle of the race, I was side by side with my toughest competitor, and we were in the lead of the Ironman. It was halfway through the marathon, which is the third and final event of that race. And right at the moment where all of a sudden I could feel my body starting to get weak, and, you know, all those thoughts were coming into my head like, oh, I can't beat this guy. This is my seventh Ironman. I'm going to fall apart. And I had seen an ad for a workshop that Brant was going to be teaching with his grandfather and teacher, Don Jose, down in Mexico prior to the race. And I was just really attracted to the smiles on their faces in the photos in this ad. And it was saying kind of like, I'm happy to be alive. And it was very peaceful and powerful. And certainly in the modern world, we can use a little more peace, and hopefully that sense of our own essence or our own power. Anyway, in the middle of the race, right when I was ready to give up, when my mind was telling me all the negative stuff that can get in the way of a great victory, Don Jose's image came back to me, and it really transformed my thoughts. And suddenly I just had this confidence that no matter how it turns out, it's still going to be a great day. My life will go on after this race is over. And I just felt this energy surging through my body, and I went on from that point shortly after that to break away from my competition and go on to win that first victory.
Because you shifted your focus, and we'll get into that, because what happened to you in that epiphany moment allowed you to shift your awareness, shift your perception, and it changed the whole energy that was able to flow through your body.
Absolutely. You know, in tough situations, often we want to just sort of quit and run away and hide, but usually that's not an option. We have to somehow figure out how to deal with it. And so the only things that we can change are the thoughts that we're telling ourselves. And, you know, certainly it's easier to say we should find a positive thought than it is to actually find one in tough moments. But in that moment in the race, with that image of Don Jose, I was able to find some good thoughts. And since that time studying with Brant, that's one of the things that he emphasizes is actually, you could say, practicing to be happy. You know, as funny as that sounds, it's something that we have to do, and that when we do it, then we can recall those positive moments or positive feelings when we need to make that shift in our lives.
Well, that's the art of living that we are all here to learn and reconnect with, in my experience anyways. That's the journey that life is offering us, those really important keys. So this brings me to you, Brant. How did a 20-year-old something find this amazing shaman who was willing to have you as his student?
Well, I used to ask my grandfather that myself. I used to say, why me, or how did it come to happen? And he would kind of, with a little twinkle in his eyes, shrug his shoulders and go, well, I guess that was your good luck. And that's why we always ask the universe for good luck. He says, when you ask for good luck, sometimes you get it. And I think that also the way it happened, too, was that Don Jose had dreams about the apprenticeship and my apprenticeship with him, or vision of the apprenticeship. And so he was very secure in the fact that it would happen, and he kept telling me that this was the way it would be, and that I would go on and be teaching. And I found it very remarkable at the time, because there weren't workshops really at the time the way there are now. And but he kept saying, oh, you'll be teaching this here and over in Europe. He used to call Europe the other world. And he'd say, you'd be teaching over there and over here. And so it was just, I think, on one hand by luck, but the story is that I was wandering through the Sierra Madre Mountains, and I went unconscious. I passed out from dehydration, from sun exposure. I probably had heat exhaustion. And the Indians found me, and then they took me back. And I met Don Jose soon after that. And then he wound up initiating me into the way of Huichol health and healing, and put me through a 12-year apprenticeship. So that's my story in a nutshell, how I came to be with Don Jose. And so much of my apprenticeship just involved normal activity. You know, I went with him every day, and we gathered firewood, and we went down to the cornfield, and he taught me how to grow corn. And just to be a normal person, he used to emphasize, fill your heart with love, and then worry about the visions later.
We do get so sidetracked on having experiences, which really are not the key of any teaching. I've had to learn that one myself.
Right. I'm still learning it every day. I try to keep learning it.
So what is the core of the teachings you learned from your teacher, from the Huichol tradition?
That's a great question. And you alluded to it in your eloquent introduction earlier in the program, where you said, you know, it's part of our inherent makeup inside of us, a lot of these teachings. And we would say that the core of our soul, or the inherent teaching that the Huichols give to us, is to find harmony and balance in the world around us, to find a sense of harmony and peace inside of ourselves that connects us to our environment, that connects us to our loved ones, our friends or family or people we work with here in the modern world. So it's these things that are the core, just to find balance, or as Mark said before, to make a connection with the natural world, with nature. Like now, we just had a seminar this weekend exploring our connection as a human being to the season of fall, which just started now. And so this is all part of the teachings of Huichol health and healing, or shamanism. How do we connect and find balance and harmony with our environment, with the spiritual world of nature, and with the people that we come in contact with?
You know, in reading the book, and you give certain steps, it's not that they are, you know, complicated ritualistic steps, but they are wisdoms of the things we need to do to reconnect. And so much of it is with the rhythms of and the energies of the earth. It sounds so simple, almost too simple, but it isn't.
That's the thing. I always tell people, don't be fooled by the simplicity of the teaching.
So why did you title your book Fit Soul, Fit Body? What is it that you really are wanting to communicate from this book?
We're trying to create a very simple but effective model for people to adopt so that they can actually be healthier and happier in their lives, and to have a better experience of what life is all about. And it's very challenging to have that if you're focused on just one or the other of those two aspects of what we are as human beings. You know, I come from the athletic world, so I certainly have been surrounded by many, many people with incredibly fit bodies who maybe have sadness, or they have fear that they haven't dealt with, or they have pain from past experiences that have not been healed. And there's the other side of people maybe who have come to a lot of Brandt's workshops who are very spiritually attuned, but they haven't necessarily given their bodies the attention they need. And so, you know, their physical health is lacking a little bit. And I always say, you know, what does it mean to have a great vision if you can't just walk to the top of the hill to watch the sunrise or the sunset? And so anyway, in our book, we just provide very simple tools to enhance the health of both your body and your soul, both your physical health and your emotional health, or your spiritual connection to all of life. And I saw personally how impactful that can be when you integrate these two themes together in your preparation for a race or your preparation for life. That was what enabled me to go from almost an Ironman champion to being a six-time Ironman champion. So, you know, I always tell people, if it can help me win an Ironman, it can also hopefully help you in the quest that you are after in your life.
And we want to, you know, we want to have people just to be empowered by their everyday life. We want every day to be, you know, to use a sports metaphor maybe, to have every day be like a triathlon, where they can, every person can become a champion every day of their life, no matter what they're doing, no matter what, where they are in their life, they can become a champion. They can become a winner of life. And this is what our message, I think, in the book is all about, just to have people take the basic facts of life and to really to empower themselves with that, whether it be connecting with nature, developing a strong and healthy body, a healthy mind, a healthy spirit, all of these things. And we provide tools in our book which we hope will be effective for people.
So, Brent, here's my question for you. Having done 12 years apprenticeship with your teacher, having been initiated as a shaman, how do the teachings of the Huichol tradition that you've been trained in, what makes it unique from other personal growth approaches or, you know, spiritual approaches or all the, you know, all the advice we've been given and all the books that have been written about how to create a happy life?
Right. Well, that's a great question, and I don't know if I really have an answer for that exactly, but I think what makes the Huichol teachings somewhat different is that it's so simple. It's just so simple. It's right there for everyone to be touched by, for everyone to be empowered by the simple teachings of just being a normal person in your everyday life. And this can bring vision. This can bring a powerful transformation. You know, just what's so different in the sense is that everybody is alive during a sunrise, during a sunset. Everyone can go for a short walk. Everyone can laugh and be happy. And these are the teachings that the Huichols take and base their whole culture upon and their whole system of health and healing are these simple techniques, you know, of laughing, of becoming happy and healthy by tuning into the natural world, by embracing the spiritual world of nature, going for a walk or laughing, or just to be aware of yourself as you eat healthy food whenever possible. So this is what I think makes the Huichol teachings unique. And it's open for everyone, men, women. And I think that is something important, you know, for everyone to realize. You know, we have, in our workshops that we teach, we have so many different kinds of people.
You know, Brent always emphasizes how laughter is so healing and how it reduces stress and how it helps you feel connected to positive feeling about life. And, of course, we all know that we've experienced that. You know, you're down and you go and you meet with some friends and somebody makes a joke and you start laughing. All of a sudden you feel better. And I just, you know, I've marveled at how people all over the world have different spoken languages, but we all laugh the same. We all have that universal language of laughter. And on that level, it's just like Brent was saying, this is for everyone, the simple tool of, say, laughter. And I use that in my training. You know, I had some tough days, granted, where I wasn't exactly in the mood to do a 6 or 7 or 8 hour bike ride or a 2 or 3 hour run. Maybe I would have rather sat home and watched TV and, you know, eating bagels or something, but that wasn't in the cards. And so I'd get together with my training partners, which is part of our message to have a good community of support that helps you in your life. And, you know, usually right away somebody would make a joke about something before we even started out. And then suddenly you don't feel the pressure anymore. You're just out there having a good time, even though certainly there's seriousness that goes with those workouts or with your work or whatever it is that you're focusing on in those endeavors.
Well, we need to take a little station break, so I'd like you to hang in there, both of you, Brant and Mark. And
great.
For my listeners, we're going to... I'm sorry, do you want to...
Well, we're here.
Okay, great. And for my listeners, please stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to be talking more about the Huichol tradition, the wisdoms, the teachings that Brant and Mark have been dedicated to, and we're going to be talking how they can help you. So please stay tuned. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You're listening to What Women Must Know, and we will be right back. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You are listening to What Women Must Know, and we are having a fascinating conversation with Brant Secunda and Mark Allen, co-authors of a fantastic book. I really highly recommend it, called Fit Soul, Fit Body, 9 Keys to a Healthier, Happier You. Brant, can you share with us a bit of the teachings, the cultural context of the Huichol people? Because from what I've been reading in your book, they are such a wise, wise people.
Yes, they are. They're incredibly wise, and they're just so in tune with their world and with the people around them, and they really have a lot to offer, not only for the members of their tribe, but I think for the world.
Can you give us a little more information? What's it like for them? How do they live? What's their key underlining perceptions of reality?
Well, their reality is that we are all alive. Everything is alive. Everything has a spiritual essence. The two-legged, the four-legged, the winged ones, the sacred stones of the world, like that we're all drawn to, like you might say crystals or rubies or different precious stones. They say everything is alive, and not just human life is valuable, but so is the life of the sacred waters, for example. And this is inherent to indigenous cultures around the world, but the Huichols are still here. The Huichols are still practicing this ancient tradition of connecting in a very real way with nature, with all of life. And I think this is what makes them so special.
Also, their art. I want to say it's not like it's some magical potion, you know,
no,
like the Harry Potter shows. You know, you have to learn all these special, chants and whatever. But it's because it's not where the power lies, is it? It's really going back to connecting with the true power that we have always been a part of, and we are now learning ways to access it once again.
Right, just as something simple like to honor the water and the oceans. You know, remember when President Kennedy had been president, he always marveled how a human being is about 65% water, and so is the earth. 65% water. So we're a miniature universe. The Huichol say we are a reflection of the ancient ones. We are a reflection of our environment. So we are mostly Grandmother Ocean as well, according to Huichol cosmology, in the sense that we all have salt in our bodies. You know, it's one of the important minerals that we all have. And so we are mostly salt water, or grandmother ocean water that is living inside of us. So they take a simple truth like this and see the value of it. Or they like to go and listen to the sounds of a river or the sound of a waterfall. And they say by breathing that sound into our soul or into our heart, or listening to that sound with our heart as well as with our ears, that helps to empower us. And we take in that sound, and it has the effect of making our soul more beautiful as well as our bodies. So these are just some simple truths, you might say, of the Huichols.
And it's so easy for people in the modern world to experience this. Like, for example, let's say you're at work and things aren't quite going right, and you know, you need to reset your focus or your trust in what's going on. Go outside and take a walk for 5 minutes. You know, breathe the air. Go outside of that building that you're in. Feel the sunlight on your skin, or the air on your skin, or even it's night. You know, just feel that peace and calm that's in the nighttime, and it can really completely de-stress your body, transform your attitude, and bring trust back to whatever it is that you're having to deal with. And then when you go back, certainly you feel calmer. You know, in our workshops that we teach together on these themes, we ask people, how many of you have ever gone for a walk before in your life? And of course, everybody raises their hands, and then we ask, well, how'd you feel when you came back? And always people say, well, I felt better for sure. You know, it's so simple. But as Brand always mentioned to me and to others, the challenge is to do it.
So you actually provide in your book, Fit Soul, Fit Body, some strategies based on the Huichol teachings that can assist people who are going through the stresses and travails of our modern life. Can you share some of the more powerful things that you assist people with to help them in these days? Because people are under a lot of stress. People are feeling rather powerless. What are some of the keys from the teachings that you are sharing to help empower people to create a life that really will support them with their healing, support them with relationships, with financial situations, all those things that are really huge stresses that people are carrying around these days?
That's a great question. You know, all of those topics are things that a lot of them probably didn't exist in the ancient times, 1,000, 2,000 years ago, but they're very real things that we have to deal with now. One of the keys in the book that can help people to do that is to learn how to quiet your mind. That's one of our 9 keys, quieting your mind. Because often the only thing that we can change about a situation we are in are the thoughts that we're telling ourselves. And I've found personally that when I'm in a tough moment, it's very hard to find a positive thought, but that the most powerful place that I can go to is a place where my mind is indeed quiet. And then when you can kind of get that internal chatter to just subside for a moment, often the answer you have been searching for presents itself. So that's one great key. Another one, as Brandt has emphasized, is to connect with the world of nature. We're set up deep inside to feel good when we're in a natural environment. And so if you need a positive hit of, or a good dose of something positive, go outside and just connect with, maybe look at some flowers that are blooming, or you know, in this time of year, look at the colors on the trees as they change, and just feel how these things have gone on for thousands and thousands of years. And that ultimately, whether we resolve an issue that's troubling to us at this moment, the sun is still going to rise tomorrow, and life will continue on. And then a third tool is related to how people exercise, and we call it slow down to get faster. And what that means is that our bodies are actually set up to really feel a positive benefit from exercise that's done at a more moderate level. In the modern world, we're all souped up and hepped up, and we're, you know, a lot of people type AAA personalities. Their exercise programs are very high intensity and very challenging, also very painful. That's actually a high stress on the body, which adds to the stress in our lives rather than reduce it. So in your exercise, and also it's a great theme to think about how to approach life in general, slow down to get faster. You know, as you have said, there's 9 keys in our book, and people can go to our website, fitsoulfitbody.com, www.thekeysofsuccess.com. And on the website, we have each of the nine keys listed and also a brief explanation of what each of them is. And it really gives you a great just a teaser on what all of those keys are. And there's also a great fitness quiz, if you want to call it a fitness quiz, online, where we ask questions that really get people to gain a deeper perspective on where they really are in their life, things that are indeed going well for them, and maybe areas where a little extra focus would help bring things into a better balance.
You know, Mark, you did your last triathlon in 1995, so that was, you know, a while back. What are you doing now?
Last millennium. What am I doing now?
Yeah.
I'm not racing anymore. You know, when I retired from competition, I had competed for 15 years in triathlon, and that really satisfied that appetite. I don't need that to eat that meal anymore. So now I just try to go out and do some simple exercise every day, 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes of walking, running, jogging. Brant and I do that together. We go to the gym and lift weights a couple days a week. That's also something that really stimulates a positive response in our bodies when we really use those muscles. And I spend a lot of time studying with Brant, because certainly that's, for me, that's the starting point or the foundation for all great things, is to really get our internal strength, our internal character in balance and in line. And then from there, everything falls in place. I mean, think about it. You know, if we have a positive attitude about life, then it also gives us the energy to go out and take care of our bodies, to exercise, to eat right, to feed ourselves with good thoughts. And when we do that, then it continues to feed that positive feeling we have about ourselves and what we're doing, and it gives us even more energy to have positive thoughts. It's a real positive feedback circle that happens when you just day-to-day start to take charge of these two aspects of human beings, fit soul, fit body.
And, you know, Brant, the question I have for you is the teachings, you know, as we're talking about them, appear really simple, but they also may sound like they're almost trite. You know, we've heard it before, but, you know, when I was reading your book, it really felt like there is such a deep, deep power that you are communicating. It almost is, possibly could be missed because the teachings themselves sound so simple and kind of blinding flash of the obvious. Can you help us understand just how deep and profound these teachings are?
Well, thank you for asking that question, because it's so true. You know, we hear it all over now, and everyone's saying similar things, really. A lot of different spiritual teachers are saying things that are very similar to each other. But I think what I am trying to talk to people about is really practicing the traditions. It's one thing to say, oh, I believe the earth is my mother, for example, to make a connection and see that the earth is an extension, or we are an extension of Mother Earth as a human being. But to really feel it, to practice it, to tune into the spiritual power of Mother Earth, which is love, for example. That's the power of Mother Earth. And to be a loving, kind person, that is not so easy. You know, you could say, oh, I believe the earth is my mother, and love is a powerful tool of transformation. But to practice it every day in your everyday life is incredibly challenging. Or to feel the beauty, of the waters. That's the power of water, we say, beauty. And to really feel beautiful, to feel that life is beautiful, to feel that your life is beautiful, our life is beautiful, to feel the beauty all around us as we walk on Mother Earth, to feel the beauty and the love coming into our bodies, into our soul, that can be extremely challenging. So I tell people, practice this, live it, do it. And that is, I think, what is the challenge for people, but also it's a very simple art of living that can transform our lives. Also, we in the workshops we have different exercises which help people to have more beautiful dreams, and to do these simple exercises to visualize. You know, we work with visualization, which I always joke that the AMA has accepted now as a viable means of transformation and healing. The World Health Organization accepts visualization and imagery now as a way to transform ourselves. And so we teach a lot of these exercises, and these exercises can transform you. You know, just for example, to visualize light coming into the heart as the light of creation goes right along with science now, where, you know, the physicists now talk about, or some physicists talk about, how we are made up of stardust as a human being, and that stardust came from billions of years ago. And that might have been, when I started teaching 30 years ago, that might have sounded a little bit like a New Age concept, where now it's a scientific reality. And so many of these truths that the Huichols teach come from ancient times. And now, we even saw last week now, where there's a new debate whether Einstein's theory of relativity is holding up now, because of, you know, he said nothing travels faster than the speed of light, or matter, does it? And now that's coming under discussion. And I know that's a whole other topic this morning, but, you know, it's just an example how Huichol truths have been there since, we might say, the birth of consciousness itself. I hope that explained it a little bit.
Well, I think with so many of these deep and profound teachings, you can only explain it so much, because they must be experienced.
You have to practice it. Yeah, you have to practice it. And that's what we try to do with our book. We give people exercises. We go out and practice these teachings. Because like you said, you know, you can only talk about it so much, but what really is transformative is the practice of these different techniques or teachings that are ancient.
Do you think it's the energies of nature that the frequencies or the energies of nature that help us align our own frequencies so we can return to a true sense of balance and harmony within ourselves, which is the source of our health and well-being and inner peace and confidence and all those qualities we talk about?
Definitely. I think that's the whole premise, really, of our book, is just, you know, just to tune in to the balance and the harmony of our world that is there already. And as we find our place, we say that is finding our place in the center of life. And another example would be, the Huichols say there are five directions: east, south, north, and west. And then the fifth direction is our center, is our balance, is our harmony, is our peace of mind or peace of heart. This is the fifth direction, that when we find that fifth direction inside of our heart or inside of our soul, then we find real transformation that allows us to live on this beautiful planet, Mother Earth, and allows us, we say, to find our life and to complete ourselves as human beings.
Brent, where is your center? And can you tell us a little bit about what you offer there?
Okay, well, we have two places where we work from. One is here in Santa Cruz, California, and that's where Mark and I both live, near Santa Cruz, which is on the Monterey Bay in the Santa Cruz Mountains. It's in Central California. And there we offer many different workshops and seminars and retreats, which explore not only shamanism, but what we've talked about today, you know, fit soul, fit body, and we take people, whether it be for Fit Soul, Fit Body, or just for Wecho teachings of health and healing. We go out into nature. We go to places like Mount Shasta or to the ocean or Big Sur, places like that. And then we also have a center in Crete, Greece, which is also the, you might say, the birthplace of Western civilization and Western medicine, as you, I'm sure, know. And there it's a very strong feminine place of power, Crete, where the power of the feminine reality or consciousness is very strong. And one of our main students is a lady who helped to start the National Organization of Women, and she works closely with Ellie Smeal, who is the editor of Ms. Magazine. And they all come to Greece and are marveled by the feminine power of this island, you know, Crete, and how, you know, it's just so conducive for a healthy body and a healthy soul. And so there we teach quite a bit as well, many seminars. Mark and I have taught numerous retreats there of Fit Soul, Fit Body as well.
Well, I would love to come, one of your little retreats. They sound fantastic.
That would be great.
You know?
We would love it.
You know, it's really a time to connect with these ancient wisdoms that allow us to find the power within ourselves to create the life we want. That's really what we're doing here, as far as I'm concerned, finding the keys to live the life we want to create.
Right, and your show seems to really help people to do that, so that's great.
Well, that's my purpose, so I try to find as many vehicles to support that intention as possible, mm-hmm. and it's certainly a fun way to do it. I get to meet wonderful people like you and Mark. And before we go, we're coming up to the end of the show. Can you give my listeners your website if they would like to learn more? And certainly, I encourage everyone to pick up a copy of Fit Soul, Fit Body by Brant Secunda and Mark Allen. I found it to be not just a delightful read, but an inspirational read as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can go again to fitsoulfitbody.com, and on there we always list our upcoming workshops. Our next one is going to be in the second weekend in November here in Santa Cruz, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then also if you have been inspired and you want to go join Brant at some of his workshops on Crete, you can go to danceofthedeer.com, and all of his workshops worldwide are listed there. Great retreats. I always go to Crete. I've been going, over 10 years now every year, and it's such a great rite of passage in springtime for me. I just love that energy there, and we've also had Fit Soul, Fit Body workshops there.
Well, thank you both. It's been such a delight having you on the show, and I just wish you the best of everything and great success for the work you're doing. I don't need to wish you great success. You're already doing it. It's just
no,
a blessing
you. We can always
for all the people to find you.
Thank you so much for your kind words. We appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. All the best. So for all of you listening, this is Dr. Cheryl Selman. We have been having a fascinating conversation with Brant Secunda and Mark Allen, authors of Fit Soul, Fit Body. Thank you for joining me today, and remember to always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now, and maybe we'll see you all in Crete.